scalable. The next building block is value proposition. Value proposition is just a fancy term used to define the end benefit of the product or the service that you are offering to your customer. What is the customer pain point that you are solving, and how severe is the pain point? Consider the nationwide lockdown during the pandemic. None of us could move and make it to office. Thanks to Zoom, we were able to continue working remotely from home and meet people. Zoom addressed the pain point of not being able to step out and yet meet our team members within the safety of our homes. VCs generally prefer business models which are solving large problems and severe pain points of customers. Pause the video here and write down the pain points that you are solving for your customer segment and the value that you are offering to them. The next building block is the proof of concept block. Ideas don't fetch you funding. Execution does. Ideas translate into products. Products translate into businesses with revenue. Investors want to see if your product has found customer validation and traction. Investors do not invest on the basis of an idea or a paper plan. Without proof of concept, the probability of funding is very, very low. Even Flipkart did not raise its first funding round without some traction. Flipkart first chose to sell books online and test if Indian customers were buying books online. Only after testing the success of e-commerce model for books did Flipkart raise its first round of capital in 2008 from a prominent VC. The proof of concept block focuses on the key metrics that define your traction. Pause the video here and fill the box with key metrics and traction that you have gained against those metrics. We will now look at the next block, the monetization model.